Hi, this is Sean and I play Carrion. As our brave heroes stand against the never-ending winter in Icewind Dale, welcome to this audio-only version of their adventures. If you want to tune into our adventures on Twitch, we stream live at Final Boss Fight Live every other Sunday, with replays hitting YouTube a few weeks later. With all that said and done, let's jump into this adventure in the frozen 10 towns of Icewind Dale.
Hello, 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 hello. Hello?
No, one more.
Hello.
There we go.
And welcome to this Final Boss Fight live stream / now a podcast of D&D.
Ooh, I didn't know we were a podcast.
I also didn't know we were a podcast.
Most people didn't know that yet, so this is an announcement.
Dang! Look at us.
We're becoming a podcast again. Sean and I are going back to our roots of podcasting.
We're going to go to some guy's house and we're going to talk for hours.
I wanted to make a podcast of the games, and after Comic-Con, where we met some people that podcast their games, I thought, let's do that thing. And so now, if you're listening to this, this is the first Rime of the Frost Maiden that has been recorded since I started uploading podcasts.
Very cool.
There will be links from the FBF website, finalbossfight.co.uk, for all of your podcasting. If you're listening to this in podcast format, you know where to find us, because you have done.
Carry on.
What I'm hoping to do is get a flurry of episodes going of probably a week's worth of Dungeon of the Mad Mage to just sort of really launch the podcasting platform. So we'll hopefully it'll go well and people will listen, which would be cool.
I have a slight minor warning. If you hear meows in the background, that's Meryl. She just wants to come out of this room.
If you hear meows in the background, that's Tanny. They've just gone mad. My name is John, and I'm the DM for this campaign, and I am joined by Tanny, who is playing Cherish.
Hi! I'm sorry!
I'm joined by Tanny, who remembers how to breathe.
I remember how to breathe, I swear. It was just I was drinking my tea at the time when you announced me.
I'm joined by Sean.
Hi, I'm Sean. I play Carrion. I know how to breathe.
I'm joined by Kiri.
Hi, I'm playing Brim. He's a good monk boy.
And we are joined by Richard.
Hello, I'm playing Dax.
And Jeff. Jeff will be here soon. Ish. At some point. Maybe.
Hopefully.
Unless the trains.
Trains.
Last time,
I like trains.
Last time, you guys wrapped up your business in Caer Conig and started heading back towards Targos, ensuring that Garrett gets home safely. Along the way, you passed through Caer Dinavel and stopped for a spot of lunch before pushing on towards East Haven, where, as the night drew in, you entered into the White Lady Tavern. Was it the Inn? White Lady Inn?
Inn, I think.
I believe Inn, actually, yes.
I believe in you!
Yes.
You
entered the White Lady Inn, where you had been drawn by the charismatic Ronaldo, who offered a seance. And as some doubting members of the group tried to disprove the seance, Carrion willed a ghostly form into existence and was allowed to ask it three questions. Answering about the Durgar, you discovered that there were invisible dwarves in East Haven, and the East Haven ferry was mentioned, and so the following morning you set off to the Frozen Inn East Haven ferry, where Dax snuck into the cabin at the back of the ferry and found four bedrolls laying on the ground before being stabbed by an unseen threat. One of the Durgar who had stayed behind to look after the encampment attacked Dax, causing him to flee back out onto the ferry main body and call in the rest of the party, who were quickly able to deal with this Durgar threat. And you have now locked yourselves, or closed yourselves, within the ferry's cabin, awaiting to see the return of what you suspect to be the three other Durgar who make use of the other bedrolls.
We shall see.
And so, as the time starts to tick past, is there anything you wish to do as you wait?
Meditate on our next steps and try not to think about how close we are to those assassins that want to kill us.
Zoom in on this blooming tablet.
And in the meantime, take a short rest.
Okay.
I think I'm just going to probably look around again to see if there's anything fresh eyes after, like, a bit.
Okay.
Just to see if there's anything else that's, like, suspicious. That's not the leather. I rolled the D20 too hard to the point it's on the plate instead of the actual leather tray.
I'll take a short rest as well if we have time for such a thing.
Sorry, one second, Tanny. You can start taking a short rest and we'll see how that goes.
Oh, wow. Right.
Love to start taking a short rest.
And so, Tanny, you rolled a...
I rolled 6 plus 1, I only got 7, so clearly I haven't seen it yet.
You start shuffling around the aft cabin, but at the moment you don't find anything that's not already been located. Sean, what is Carrion up to?
I think he's going to go... What are these stacks? They're just full of, like...
Supplies, mostly.
We had checked through them. That was all fairly standard stuff, if I remember rightly.
Yeah, I believe the sacks there are mostly sort of supplies of stolen rations. Food enough to last for a little while for the four of them.
What kind of food?
Mostly like dried meats, fruits, dried fruits at this point, fish.
He's going to sit on those stacks and he's going to nibble on the fruit.
Okay.
I asked Karen if I can have some too.
He throws a handful.
Is that everything?
And they just box shot across the room. It's like they're everywhere.
And somehow one's landing on the guard, and one's landing on the bed, everywhere. She's just picking them all up.
Sean.
Yes.
Could you roll me a perception or investigation check?
Svenja! Let me... investigation, I am higher with, so I'm going to roll one of them. 10.
No, you go... You have a cursory check through the sacks, and you don't spot anything additional. Dried fruit, dried foodstuffs, things that could be very easily transported, and if they were to be, if their current location were to become somewhere they needed to vacate, something that could be moved quite quickly.
Cool. Gets comfortable on his sack.
Okay.
Continues nibbling. Nibble, nibble, nibble. Do, 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 do. Nibble, nibble, nibble. Nibble, nibble,
nibble. Is there anything else anybody wishes to do?
How long has it passed again?
At this point, it'll be about 10 minutes or so since you started waiting.
Hmm. Feels like hours.
Feels like weeks.
Years. Oh god, what year is it?
Ow. I believe the consensus is...
What's up, Sean? What were you saying?
What?
What? Never mind. Anyway, do we have a map on us? I can still take a short rest if I've got, like, light activity. If we have a map, do we know where Dugan's hole is?
I'm sorry, that was a giggle.
It's fine.
You would likely have, between you and, Dax, you would have a map and or decent knowledge of the 10 towns of Icewind Dale. You would know that Dugan's Hole...
Dugan's Hole?
Is a small town. It is a small town just south of Bryn Shandar. The most direct route to it would be to leave East Haven and head down a trail that leads through Goodmead and then onwards to Dugan's Hole. However, you could also head south from Bryn Shandar. It would be an across the country more than a standard track. So it might take you a bit longer to get there. True. I don't know if the time is listed.
And what's at Dugan's Hole? Is this? I want to say wolves.
Meeting place.
Where right. Do I get wolves from? Yeah.
I think there is a. Wasn't there a rumor that they were being assailed by giant wolves? Like direwolves.
I believe you have heard that. Yes,
somewhere was being assailed by wolves.
But this is where the Dugar,
Duragar,
those dwarf people.
Well, hey now,
you're an all-star.
Hey, no, we take offense to that. You can't just see dwarf people.
Well, I don't assume all Durgar are the same. I'm sure they're all individuals, as are. Dwarves in general. I'm not making assumptions.
You might have heard in a previous town the rumor in Dugan's Hole people live in fear of winter wolves that haunt the outskirts of the town. Yes. As big as horses they are and smarter than normal wolves.
Smarter than the average bear, we know.
Yes.
Picnic baskets.
The old picnic baskets every time.
That would be a rumor that you have heard floated. I believe that would have come from actually the person who owns the ferry you're currently hiding in.
Oh.
Yeah. Well.
Then we should take better care of the property, right? Like,
at this point, about 20 minutes have passed.
I give Sven the Tringer some breadfruit.
Sven starts just nibbling.
And Ratberry as well.
How many creatures have we got now?
I offer it to Mr. Puddins, but Mr. Puddins...
No interest. No interest from Mr. Puddins. I believe, yeah. Dax, you're up to 3.
It's too many.
You have... I'm sorry.
Listen.
You don't know what too many is yet.
Not enough.
Trust me, be thankful you're not in the other group. The other group have got sentience with this, like, this many sentient pets.
Yeah. Bob the chicken, Rat Damon. The list goes on.
Oh no, I meant the Waterdeep Dungeon of the Mad Mage crew. They've got a lot of sidekicks.
Insane. Backup characters.
Gonna poke. Is there any windows in that room?
No.
Join the caravan.
I'm just gonna put my ears near the door.
Okay. I'm just gonna move you next to the door then.
Very much.
Yeah, it would be very helpful to know when these. But maybe they're invisible as well. I suppose listening.
Nope, that didn't. It went the other way. It got stuck, and then it went on lopsided. For fuck's sake. Oh, that's even worse. Okay, that is a 5 plus 6. So I don't hear any.
Six total.
Six.
You just hear the sound of the wood creaking in the boat.
What's the weather like out there? Is it pretty windy or is it just like quiet?
There's definitely wind coming off of the lake because it's a large flat segment of ice. So there is a strong breeze coming from that direction that's very chilly. Except you're inside at the moment and out of the wind chill.
Anyone want a game of cards? Well, wait. Someone will have cards. It's in every... Cards, dice, or chess are in every...
I've got a card set.
Let me look at my Wii inventory to see what I have.
Solitaire.
I have these cards called Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Oh no!
Yeah, I'm out. I'm there.
Oh no!
It's time to do. But yeah, I challenge you to a game. That's.
Oh.
Free Dragon Ante.
Yeah, what do you want to play?
Poker. I don't know. Kind of game.
Could play a skull. It's out of character. It is a game made up by biker gangs in America, I believe. But it's essentially a very simple game. They used coasters of different kinds, and basically it's about bluffing if you've got a picture card or not.
We'll just play Go Fish.
Just play Snap.
Snap. Yes, just snap it. That's an intelligent roll, isn't it?
Roll me, who is playing the game?
Make
just empty.
Is it just Cherish and Dax?
Yeah.
Give me an intelligence check, both of you. If either of you are proficient with cards, you can add your proficiency bonus.
I don't believe I am.
I have a total proficiency playing card set. How would I add it?
So your proficiency bonus at the moment is +2. So roll an intelligence check and add 2.
Is there going to be a dex aspect to this game?
I've got 12 total.
Actually, yeah, let's...
Well, I just got a dirty 20, so we better be sticking with intelligence.
Okay, we're sticking with intelligence, because Dax wants to change his mind. you start playing Snap, and Dax, despite your familiarity with the cards, Cherish, Dax is that much faster than you at spotting when one card is the same as another card.
Yep.
I mean, he is a ranger, so it's pretty...
That's 90% of being a ranger.
Yeah.
Identifying playing cards.
It's noticing when one thing is the same as the other thing.
Cherish just puzzles. Fucking cheating on you. Or is it just your rangers?
It's my spooky fae powers.
Of course. Meryl, you're
right. Fae powers.
Okay, Meryl's good, guys. She just fell off, but the pillar's with her. Not that big.
What is dice being rolled here?
He rolled dice.
Run, guys.
About 5 minutes.
It's to see if the invisible Duergar in the room gets really into the game and goes, oh, come on, that's bullshit!
they go for it. When an invisible hand slaps down. Shot and snap.
About 5 minutes or so into the game, about half an hour after you started waiting, you hear a very loud wood creak.
Oh shit.
And then you just hear a dwarven voice whispering, just like, shh.
I think at that point... what did the dwarf say?
It was along the lines of...
I speak...
Does Brim speak dwarven? The dwarf. Does he speak dwarf?
Could you believe it? I do.
It's basically... It's basically in dwarven a... gruff voice said, shut the F up, you noob.
Rob Ward.
Wow.
I will open my eyes from meditating and just sort of look to everyone and just point towards the door and not say anything, but get up and start walking towards the door. I'll move a finger to my lips, and I will continue to point as I'm walking over there.
Dax is just going to move back.
I'm going to move back as well.
I'm debating whether to quickly cast invisibility or not.
To the back of... Okay, Sean's going invisible.
Whoop.
If you're invisible, can you see other invisible people?
That's not how it works.
And I'm going to go...
I believe if it was something that put me into the ethereal plane, I believe...
Yes, and you'd moved into...
True Sight. I'm assuming True Sight would do the same thing.
True Sight would allow you to see, yes.
The spell See Invisibility.
Tanny, quick question for Cherish. When you say Cherish is going to move back as well, do you mean towards the back of the ship... Or do you mean to walk away from the door?
Away from the door.
So just to the side.
Yeah.
You back up to where you know that Carrion wasn't just stood before he turned invisible.
Could I ready my bow and I'm just going to shoot as soon as the door opens?
Yes.
Great. Then I would like to...
Go to the door. There's three normal dwarven gentlemen. And
that's not how I'll recall it in court.
Yeah. I will...
Oh, sorry, Meryl.
Before I open the door, I would like to take the dodge action.
I run away.
And then I will... I will open the doors.
Okay.
And then walk the dinosaur.
You open the door, and the door swings open, and you see an empty ferry.
I still want to fire just straight through the door, because I'm...
Yeah?
Yeah.
Make me an attack roll with disadvantage, because you don't see... You didn't have a visual, and you still don't have a visual on what you're aiming at.
Baby.
Oh, disadvantage. No, that's only one, though. It needs to be at
if you hover over it in the chat.
Yeah, yeah. Click to roll.
Click the minus button. Oh, wow.
As the door swings open, you just loose an arrow and it just flies across and just. Suddenly, your arrow just like hits into something in the middle of the deck. And then the arrow itself just disappears. And you hear dwarven grunting.
Now that's in 11 hit points, but I think that rolled an additional die that shouldn't apply.
No, that just rolled the maximum you can roll on a d8.
Oh, okay.
You rolled an 8 plus 3.
Yeah.
So your arrow hits into something, you hear the grunting of a dwarf, and then the arrow just disappears.
Three arrows.
And I think at this point...
Meryl, come here, baby. Hi,
is it initiative time?
Initiative!
It is initiative's time.
Wonderful.
Meryl's back chatting at me.
Oh boy, my computer, please.
I'm here, there, my child. No. Alright, where's my initiative?
Finish walk.
Dang! Nice.
Oh no, I rolled a 2 plus 1. That's a 3.
Oh.
Oh no.
That's a 3. What's your dexterity, Tanny?
My dexterity is a plus 1.
No, the total score.
No, 12. Meryl!
Cool.
Come here, Meryl.
Never!
You'll never take me alive, damn it!
I don't know if you can hear her, guys, but she's definitely eating me out like a madman.
Brim.
Alright, I'd like to step out to here. Adjusting my scarf and my goggles to sort of get the desired effect. And then I would like to take the dodge action again.
Okay.
Just to be ready for whatever attacks come my way.
You step out onto the dock, you pull your mask into alignment. And then you take a defensive stance. Dax.
What have I got that I could do here? I'm just gonna. It worked so well last time. I'm gonna just fire again out into where the area where I hit someone. I'm assuming I saw that.
Yeah, you'd know roughly where to aim at, but it's still at disadvantage because
yeah, that seems fair enough because there's not actually anyone.
There's not anyone actually target.
Okay. Disadvantage. Oh dear.
This second arrow just whoosh, flies off and just stinks into the mast. Stinks into the mast.
Stinks into it.
Stinks into it.
Which was exactly what I was going for.
Yeah.
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 Just to really rustle their jimmies.
AJ. Does AJ have anything that can happen if they don't see what they're attacking?
Do they have anything that can reveal what's attacking? Probably not at this level. But
no, they could disguise themselves.
Oh.
I've got a really dumb idea. I don't think it will work, but it's so dumb.
I need to read the full rules text of Dissonant Whispers. AJ is gonna step out so that they can see the boat, and then cast Dissonant Whispers, because it doesn't say you need to see them, just that you choose one creature that can hear you.
Joke's on him. They're all dead.
Was this concentration checks?
Let's get a wisdom save.
Saving throws.
Yes, for like...
That they did not.
You failed.
So that is some damage to this guy. And then AJ is just going to step back in, because they don't see any reason to stand out in the open right now. Carrion.
Just got a really, really dumb idea. Really dumb. And probably won't do anything of worth. But it's really dumb.
Okay.
Oh, it's ever so dumb.
Well, you're going to have to tell us, or...
Or change my mind.
Change your mind. I also realize I shall show you these ones.
No, it'll be a waste of a spell slot if I were to do it. But I'm not going to. I'm going to hold my action. Hold a spell.
Okay.
If one of them comes in and attacks. And appears so I can actually see them.
Right.
That I will hold magic missile.
Okay.
I'm all the ever loving crap out of them.
So this one is just going to step forward, which you can definitely tell they did. And.
Oh, stepping right up there. Oh, look at him.
Swing with what would be advantage, but because of dodge, cancelled back down to just a normal swing at Brim.
Ooh.
That is a 20 to hit.
Oh, that'll do it. My armor class is only 18. 17.
That is 9 points of damage.
Oof. Okay. So I take...
I should have gone out and like
clicked
on
half damage.
Never mind. Cover the deck.
Oh, hello. Oh, war pick. Yikes. I thought it was a crossbow. Did not read.
Snicket is going to step out of the door and... Well, I mean, gosh. There's one. Fires a bolt from his crossbow that... just splashes across the Durgar's armor. And then with some goblinoid swearing, he just ducks back inside again. Okay, this one's going to do a dumb thing.
I think they're going to run into the room.
How long does this last? Up to 1 hour.
Which I assumed they'd be towards the end of. Sorry, I'm backseat DMing. I'm going to shut up.
You can all hear the sound of just footsteps. Very not stealthily just running the entire length of the deck back towards the
gangplank.
They're trying to stop her.
Cherish.
I'm gonna go out there.
I'm gonna give him a wedgie.
Okay, you can get to here.
Okay.
Now you can see the deck of the ship.
Is there like any like torchy things areas around there?
That's
not been lit.
You don't see any.
Right. Because I want to set some on fire.
just cause.
No, because I'm hoping that within maybe there could be a chance of seeing shadows or something with the invisibility. Can I create lights with my thaumaturgy?
You can light things. You can't. You can light candles and turn them off, but I don't think you can. Or is it just change colour? I think you might just be able to
change colour with thaumaturgy.
It's prestidigitation, you can light, it's nothing.
Yeah. You can cause flames to flicker, brighten, dim, or change colour.
Alright, I'll leave that alone. I'll just... So basically the noise of the other dwarven dude had gone the other side, not near us, but on the other side.
He had been close to where the other, like, you can see a Durgar here, and basically the sound of footsteps came from about here and ran down towards the gangplank.
Right, I'm gonna actually use my full dash and go towards that area.
Okay.
I think I'm going to get an attack of opportunity by that other guy, right?
I can make it so you don't get it by that guy, but you might get it by the invisible guy because you don't know where he is.
Right.
And you would run past him.
Right, got it.
So he is going to make an attack of opportunity against you. That is a 14 to hit.
None of them hits.
So you just feel this pick slide across the back of your armor.
Right.
But you just...
I can't
charge past him.
Yeah, okay.
No, because this was as you left his space, you wouldn't be able to...
Yep.
Stop.
Yep, so I'll continue on. Find out where that guy went.
Other Durgar. he's going to get.
I don't know what it is, but I have a feeling there's something around here.
Don't be ridiculous, Carrion. We'd have noticed them.
Well, that's a 16 to hit. Ooh. And that hits AJ's armor class.
Oh no.
And with that swing of the war pick, Mr. Durgar becomes very visible in the cabin of the ship.
Point blank magic missile!
I mean, it hits.
It does.
It can't not, because that's our magic missile, magic missiles.
So, it's one, it's another two?
Yes.
Yeah, three of them. First level there, so
2d4 plus 2.
Fucking hell.
Okay.
That yeeted across my screen.
Does that breaks your invisibility, doesn't it?
Yeah. So I will.
I'm in danger!
Brim.
Just blast that into his head. Two can play at the game. It's not nice, is it? No.
Right, I'd like to slap this Durgar across the face, please.
Okay.
If I can get into my character's feet. There we go. I can't add anything spicy because I do not have my... I do not have my... I don't
D-point?
Have any points back. Thank you. I was looking for the word.
A 22 will hit.
Wonderful. 5 damage. And
excellent.
Then, I just slapped him across the face. I'd like to, just kind of like... if possible, after I've slapped him in the face, I would like my other hand to go down and just kind of hit him in the knee. Like, right on the side of the knee. I wanted him off balance.
Okay.
Bonus action, please. Computer, please. I'm begging you. No!
Oh, yeah.
Wait, website? Why?
Website, please. Website, please. Website.
Bye.
Website, please. I'm not trying to use Firefox or anything else. Please, just let me punch this man.
Is it frozen for everybody else as well?
It is, yeah.
I mean, I'm not just saying you. Oh. Anyone else?
Oh.
Is everybody else still here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't.
Has Foundry died for everybody?
Yeah, I can't press any buttons.
Well, oh. I'm using the ruler right now when it's measuring stuff out.
Page
unresponsive. Yeah.
Oh. Huh.
Loaded.
So it wasn't my computer. Okay. Mine was just the first to go.
Right.
And the music's still playing nicely.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? It stopped for me.
All of my stuff seems to be fine.
I'm going to reload the page.
Later, Robert and Richard.
Yeah.
I'm going to close it, and I'm going to open it in a different tab. See if this works.
Okay, it seems to be working again.
Uh,
Reload.
It hasn't. Interesting. Apparently, I'm still logged in.
Yeah.
I'm gonna refresh.
You take off the slash game at the end of the web address, that will take you back to login screen if you need to log in again.
I'm just reloading Firefox again as a precaution.
I think mine has sorted it. Is out.
I'm back in.
Yes, there I am. Join game.
It seems like it's working now, but the music's gone.
Oh, technical difficulties. So as I was saying, I would like to punch this man.
So you slap him across the face, and then you just bring the hand round and slap him in the knee? Or is it the other
closed
hand?
It's a closed fist.
Okay.
And I'm bringing it down to the side of the knee to try and... thematically, I would like him to knock him off balance, but I'm not looking for anything crazy. I'm not a way of the open hand monk. Which is what I was considering for Brim, but...
Okay, a 19 will also hit.
Wonderful. 6 bludgeoning damage.
You slap him across the face, and then you bring a closed fist down and slam it into his knee, and you just hear the crunching of bones. It's... And he doesn't look best pleased with you right now.
I wouldn't either, to be fair. That's my turn.
Dax.
I'm going to move to the doorway.
Yeah.
And then take a shot at the guy Brim's fighting.
Okay.
Now this guy's taking damage, so I will get Colossus Slayer on this one. Assuming I hit.
Yes.
So I'll take a shot at him.
I'm afraid that won't hit. Your arrow just shings off his armor.
Oh dear. I'll leave that. I'm holding onto a spell slot for cure wounds. So.
Okay. So AJ's gonna very rapidly draw a rapier they weren't planning and attack the Durgar that walked into the cabin and stabbed them.
Rude.
That'll hit. But not very well. And then as a bonus action, they bring out a dagger, which will hit.
And stab.
And stabs better than the rapier did. And the Durgar in the cabin is not best pleased with how life is handling things right now. Lots of blood bleeding from a wound from the dagger. Carrion.
Hum 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 humdy hum hum humdy hum. I don't think this is going to be useful to do, so I'm not going to do that. I'm going to toll the dead on this guy in front of me.
Okay.
So it'll do more damage, but it's probably going to roll the lower stuff. So he's got to make a wisdom. A wisdom save. He failed the wisdom save.
He did not do the wisdom.
Wisdom.
It's a D12. Fire!
Had 3 hit points.
There he goes.
And you destroyed him completely.
So his ears start bleeding and he just sort of straight poof, collapses over backwards.
I will just pop onto him, just pat him on the head, and then I'm going to go. So that's 5, 10, 15, 20, and then like 10 feet up in the air.
Just okay.
Opens out, just quickly opens robe again.
Always,
oh no, second! Under the ropes! He always tucks them back away.
The Durgar sort of limps a little bit and then attempts to drive his war pick into Brim.
He tries to drive the war pick right up your...
that is a 20 to hit.
Ah, that hits.
He brings the war pick around for 9 points of piercing damage.
Oh. Full damage, yeah.
Snicket is just going to pop out again and fire another crossbow bolt. This time it collides with the Durgar. And deals a colossal 3 points of damage. And then Snicket pops back in again.
Like a blip.
And then you hear the sound of footsteps down the gangplank. Cherish.
I'm gonna try and catch up to it.
Okay.
How far? I'm assuming. That's my.
Under your normal speed, you get to the bottom of the gangplank. One second.
At which point would she know where he went?
That is a question I am gonna find the answer to.
Why does
Cherish, could you make me a perception or investigation check? Your choice.
I'll go for perception. Because both of them. Oh, I'm rolling low. It's 5 plus 6. It's just 6 total.
Okay. You get to the bottom of the gangplank, you look around, and you just see a mess of footprints in the snow, and you can't pick out the Durgars over everybody else's. So, do you wish to head north or south?
I'm going to head north. So, upwards.
Roll me a straight d20.
12.
Okay. You take off running and fully, like, arms extending, pumping, just need to reset, tell the camera to catch back up again. Arms pumping, you take off sprinting up the road, and as you reach sort of the final bit of your run, your arm brushes against something and you don't see anyone there to have hit.
Okay. Now I can't do anything because I've used up all my dash, so...
That is correct.
Hang on a sec. I do have action surge.
You could do that.
I'll use my action surge. And I'm going to take a swing with my netherlight.
Okay, roll me an attack with disadvantage.
I think I could actually try and do this on my actual tablet. Advantage, let's try. Tablet won't let me get on with the miners.
Well, I'm afraid you swing and it just goes wide. You don't know whether you were imagining things, or if you just missed. Brim.
Hi. Okay. I think it's, I mean, there's not really a bunch that I can do besides just hit him again.
but it's how you flavor that.
Yeah, exactly. So I think, how poorly is he looking?
Would
I
be able to... Very poorly.
Very poorly. Great.
You can see already that he is, like, the one leg that you punched, he is limping on it. There is a massive burn mark across his chest now from Snicket's arrow.
Right. In Dwarvish, I'll say good night and try and just kick him in the head.
Okay. You do.
Okay.
You just say good night, leap up into the air, sort of hang in the air in front of him for a moment, and kick outwards. And he had one hit point left.
Oh.
So you literally just probably just knocked his head off completely.
So you just kick him in the head and he just stumbles backwards and smashes through the bench, just poof, and then you land on the deck and you look up and you see that Cherish has just taken off running down the boat and is running along the dock front.
Cherish, where are you going?
I got the other one!
Right. Okay. That is my action. So, where's Cherish? Cherish.
Oh,
there's Cherish. Cherish is over there.
She's right at the north of the screen.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Then I guess... I'll go and try and help her. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35. That's where I can get to. I don't have a key point, so I can't really do anything with my bonus action. That's me.
Dax.
Oh, it might actually have frozen for me now.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Well, just reload the page, and it should start working again. We
live, damn it! Live! Well,
essentially, what I want to do is I'm just going to run my 30 feet of movement and then dash to try and catch up with Cherish.
Okay. I will move you. Or not, I'll shut the door in your face.
Yeah.
You dodge around the mast, not run straight through it, but...
I'm happy to run through it if it's like really cool and I just smash through it.
Just go full-on juggernaut from the next man.
AJ... runs out...
I hate anarchy flavor stuff.
He's not in range for dissonant whispers anymore, so he's just gonna. Yeah.
Stand there, look for...
Do a dash.
Of was going to say do a dance.
Do a dance. Just runs outside and dances on the boat. Carrion.
I feel pretty, oh so pretty.
You're currently flying about 10 feet over the...
Yeah.
Which actually I think I can... this... Boop. 10 feet.
I'm 10 feet above. Do I join the mob trying to chase down the invisible dude, or do I just maintain position? I feel just, I'm gonna fly feet that way.
Okay.
And then I'm going to... what's the range on some of these?
I need to get a new dice out. Jesus Christ, these are cursed.
Yeah, I technically could hold another magic missile in case he appears, but...
I'm picking my nails. Regret this decision.
I'm gonna hold a magic missile for in case he if Durgar Man appears.
Magic missile.
Again, at him.
Okay.
But I doubt he's going to, but we'll see.
Snicket runs out of the cabin.
Which everything go back in.
Runs up. And the Durgar's just gonna keep going.
Yeah, I knew it. Son of a bitch.
And technically runs out of the map.
Oh.
This isn't planned to become a chase sequence. They didn't give me enough map for this.
Dang.
Cherish.
I'm gonna try and catch up to him again.
Roll me another perception check.
10 total.
One second. Need to take a photo of that.
Oh.
You take off running and run your full distance, and you don't see him. You don't notice his presence in any way.
Do you think I've lost?
You feel fairly confident that he has managed to slip away.
Cherish will stop.
And with that, we're going to call this fight finished. Sure.
But I just want to say, could Dax track him basically from his footsteps in the snow?
With the stealth roll I just rolled that I will be sharing in the D&D chatter later, no.
No, okay, fair enough. Forward ask though.
It, very good to ask, and I know that Dax is a very good tracker.
But he's not that good.
He's not that good.
But let me just... If anybody's watching or listening to this, we have a Discord, and you should head over there because I'm going to share a picture of the stealth roll I just made in the D&D chatter section.
It's a very good Discord.
But double fucking 20? Double fucking 20 this bitch.
You hate to see it.
I don't.
More characters to use later. You're milking this Duragar plotline for all it has.
I mean, you don't know what happens later, yeah.
That's true.
You just hear, like, Cherish in the distance, guys, saying, "Shit! Fuck!" Just yelling out swear words.
Karen will take the exclamation of shit as we're not going to bother chasing this guy anymore, and proceeds to land and put his wing and, like, tie his wings back.
Cherish will proceed and gradually walk back to the ship.
The sparks of magic missile just stop crackling around your hands.
Yeah.
Brim, do you need any healing?
Yeah, just a wee bit.
I'm just gonna put this certain dice. Who knew? This certain dice Warp I was it. Trying to use to a fucking dice jar because it's cursed. Damn you! And then my new favorite one so far. It's the pink with the iridescent glitter in them. Drum.
Oh.
My cherry blossom nice. Ones.
Well, I mean, I guess they need a little bit more training.
I guess so.
It's too late now. It's being melted down.
I'm going for my favorite blue one, John. My favorite blue one. You know. Well.
So I'll touch Brim and give him 8 points of healing.
You oh, you're a legend.
Nice.
I'm just gonna slump on this whatever in this chair.
Thank you.
And just goes.
Well, should we loot some bodies?
Sure.
We shall. What have they been stealing? I also think we should probably either collect them and move them out of sight, or once we're finished with them, find a way to dispose of them.
It's Big Lake.
It's Big Lake.
You...
And there are convenient holes in the ice where we could drop these corpses.
Corpse-sized holes, one might almost say.
Oh, that's even better if they're corpse-sized.
Cherish is just gonna get up and just walk beside, like, sat beside Carrion. Just look at what he's doing.
Oh.
Carrion appears to be poking one of the Duragar.
Poking him.
Also, Jeff!
Jeff! Hello. We don't seem to be very far from last time.
Jeff! We're sorry to say Snicket died.
Yeah, he had the worst type of death, man.
He got atomic wedgie to death.
Yay! That's how he'd like to go.
Atomic wedgie to death.
Yes. Yes.
Carrion, you poke the Duragar, and it doesn't do a lot in response, for it is dead.
It decomposes slightly.
Yeah. Decomposition continues.
Can Dax check out the other Duragar in the...
Yeah, make me an investigation check.
Just pat the dead Durgar's cheeks. One day I'll be able to do stuff with you. Great. You'll be so cool. You'll be so... He's like squishing his cheeks. Just you'll be so cool. And it'll be... You'll be
can I have Cherish go beside? It'll be amazing. Carrion, real quick.
Carrion, I've never asked you... You're a wizard, right?
Mm, yeah.
What kind of wizard are you?
Just kind of, just as he's squishing his cheeks and talking, just kind of stops. A magic using one?
No. No, that you need to get a little bit more specific than that.
There's like magic. Schools, though, isn't there?
You've seen, I point and go, yeah! And it's like the magic comes out. It's really cool. Look at him there!
Aren't there like supposed to be like different types of schools of these kind of magic?
Yeah, because wizards have to study, don't they? It's not natural abilities.
Yeah.
Like, that's what Charis says out loud, like, so, like, there's, like, different types of schools in them, right? Like, as a, like, casual conversation.
I've had members of my, old family, who went through schooling, and I'm just curious, because you carry around several skulls, and it just leaves something to the imagination to a student what school you've gone to.
I don't think it does leave much to the imagination. I think it's very,
very exploited. One might say.
I mean, I only know a little of it, as my older sister Marigold is a wizard of sorts, but I can't. Unsure what type of school. I think I know there was a transmutation one. Something to do with destructive types.
As a magic user, I never said you weren't. But I will say, as a magic user, I am aware of evocation, divination, enchantment, and illusion at the very least.
It's very funny that we've never questioned this before.
I assumed. I thought we were all doing.
It's rude to assume sometimes.
I'm going to investigate this Durgar's body. I'm standing there too.
Okay.
I was about to say, have we rifled through the bodies yet?
Sometime ago,
Dax was working on that, and then that conversation happened.
Yeah. 15 plus 2, 17 total.
Okay.
I rolled 16 for mine.
Okay, Dax, while that conversation occurs behind you, you start rifling through this Durgar. Beyond the standard equipment of a Durgar, you don't find much. You can fetch scale mail and a shield and a war pick if you wish.
No.
It looks like they have... he has a sack on him, but it is empty. A similar sack to these ones.
Ah.
But it itself is empty.
No letters or anything...
Nothing,
you know,
on this one.
Evil plans.
Dear Mumsy.
Today, I killed a child. Tomorrow, who knows?
Tomorrow, who knows?
Oh, I'm going to go out.
Well, I'll return to the rest of the group.
Out of the clip.
Cherish.
Along as
similarly to Dax, you find the standard Durgar equipment, and right. If you wish, you could take a shield, rob him of his scale mail, and take
Can't
a
rob
war
him
pick.
If he's dead. Can't rob him if he's dead.
I mean, he might like some dignity. It's up to you.
Could have thought about that before stabbing at us.
Is the scale mail any better than my chainmail?
I don't believe so, but I will double check.
Is if it gives me higher AC, might snag it off.
No, the scale mail would be worse armor for you.
No worries then. I will. Besides all that, is there anything else that's out of the ordinary for this man?
Much like Dax, you discover that this Durgar has an empty sack on him. It looks like, and both you and Dax can put this together in your own heads. They had gone out to hunt for something, had failed to find it, and were returning to the ship before their invisibility ran out.
I'm gonna do something. I'm gonna poke. Cherish is gonna poke her hand knapsack. Is it like a normal sack?
Yes. Just as
I was thinking of, like, if it's a bag holding it, like.
It is a standard canvas bag, roughly sewn together.
No, he's just taking his canvas bag to the supermarket.
Yeah.
Hey.
Clearly.
Poking your hand into the bag, Cherish, you do find a small note.
Oh, I will read.
Dear Mumsy!
Shopping list.
Today, I killed a child. Tomorrow, who knows?
Tomorrow, I will kick a puppy.
You find a...
Oh, that will prove how evil I am!
You find a small note that is written in Dwarvish.
I call Brim over.
That reads this.
Yeah, Mumsy!
Tar Dalin. That's what it says.
What?
Tar Dalin? Tardalin? Is that how am I pronouncing that correctly?
Do we know what that is?
Tardalin.
Tardalin.
Can someone write that in the
Right, there you go.
Do we know what that is or what that means?
Are you guys aware of this? Is this like a town in the area?
Cherish. You would recognize this. Carrion. You also hearing this, recognize this.
I do?
You do. You both do. You both have forgotten, because it's been a little while since we discussed it.
Fascinating.
But this is a mineral. This is a metal that exists within the area.
Yes, that mineral stuff, black mineral crystal stuff? That's like really, really got interesting swivels on it.
You found some of it in the Duergar Fortress.
I think I grabbed some and gave some to you, Carrion.
I think so. I think it might be in my inventory.
I'm so sad. I completely forgotten to bring my notes with me, so I'm like having to remember off by brain.
Yeah, shard ailing shard. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we had like a few of them, didn't we? Or was it just one piece?
I think we only found one piece in the...
I will look it up. Although it depends if you took all of it or not.
I was going to find that. I think if it was... I think Cherish would have taken all of it. In a sense of maybe like either selling it or see if... Because she was thinking of carrying for like, you know, being a wizard, you need some components. Or showing stuff. Carrion would like that.
Yeah. And if we knew which particular school Carrion, you know, studied, we'd better be able to find him the appropriate
components.
Carrion, you would have 3 dagger-sized shards of Chardalen.
3 dagger-sized shards.
I can't remember.
3.
I can't remember what was the use of them.
You remember that it is malleable, ideal raw material for those who can fashion items.
Made magic. You'd make good stuff out of them.
Good stuff.
They are very easy to enchant with things.
So it's like kind of like your basic thing. You can add things to it.
Yes.
Like, so basically, if you have a basic cake, you can add stuff into the cake. Just don't put baked beans on it. That's horrible.
Yes.
Who's going to put baked beans on cake?
Insane psychopaths!
Why would the thought ever cross your mind to put baked beans on cake?
It's a metaphor, okay? It's more likely, like, you know, for a basic cake, you can add strawberries, you can add cream.
For a basic cake, I'm not going to put beans on it. That's insane.
Yeah, because it's already sweet. Add baked beans. It's
a savory substance. Snickin makes a note to try this.
Okay, I see, like, writing it on the board again. It's like writing on the board.
Oh yeah, he's writing on the deck of the ship.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. People got to find out if it's us. I take that.
Yeah. Then, yeah. They can try baked beans on eggs.
So, important point. What are we doing now?
Well, we've lost the other guy.
I'm going to find me an egg.
Maybe not.
Right. No, the thing we're doing now... Well, since we've lost that guy and we're... Yeah, I assume done here. The next bit of order was to find a place to... It's nighttime, right?
No, it's you've just, like, maybe been up for about an hour. It's fairly early in the morning.
I don't know what I'm worried about then. Let's see.
I had an idea, but I feel like this is something that Jennifer as Cooper would play as, which is completely set the ship on fire, but I'm not going to do that.
We don't know. Someone owns this. We should probably go tell the people that we've solved the Duragar problem.
That's what I was thinking. We go and tell the guy who owns the ship that some Duragar have been... using it as a base to raid and stuff, and we killed most of them.
Do you think there's another level on? I look at Charity's got to look around and see if there's another level to this ship, because I'm assuming there'll be a second level underneath this part of the deck.
You don't see one.
Are you going for the bilge?
Well, I'm saying if they've been the ones that are also responsible for stealing. I'm assuming most of the items will be on this ship and deck.
That's a very good point. Like, where is the stuff they've been stealing?
Like, I assume I assume it's mostly just been... Well, I don't know. Maybe could have another once over the ship.
We're not seeing anything on the fortress that would assume that... Well, we only found one. Well, a couple of things in the office part of the Duragar Fortress.
And sorry, and Sean.
Hmm?
You said you were going to say something.
They just say maybe they just really suck at stealing stuff.
Honestly, though,
or they haven't been in town that long.
I mean, we just saw three invisible ones turn up with empty bags. Well, at least two of them with empty bags. So they can't be that good.
Maybe it's because this area is more difficult.
They've got a very specific shopping list. It seems like they're not just going out stealing whatever they can get their hands on.
It's got some purpose to it.
Mm.
That is true. Like, for example, they stole the lantern, which honestly, at the end of all the solution, it's just a light. It's a color-changing lantern. It has no other magical purpose to it. It's just nice and fancy. But the axe I've got does hold a purpose. And the Shardalin stuff, clearly they're also collecting that. So I'm assuming they're not stealing just for the love of the thrill of it. They're stealing something that is specifically what they need.
One of the things they stole has literally no purpose.
The commonality between all of this is they're taking magical items.
Yeah, like, goats for some reason. If you had a magical item, could you, break it down to get the magic and put it in something else?
That's probably what they're using for the shard.
I don't know. Snicket, do you know anything about that being the craftiest one probably here?
I'm just looking to see if that's actually an ability I have at some point. In which case, I could give a resounding yes, but...
I don't believe artificers have the ability to break down magic items.
We've got the ability to make magical items.
Oh, yes, you have the ability to make them, but you can't break them down.
And, it was a bag of pearls was stolen as well, wasn't it, from the other town?
Oh, yeah.
It's a
spell component.
Yeah, spell component.
Aye.
So... what we are seeing as the purpose, what's that word I'm looking for?
Motive.
So basically their motive is stealing things that could potentially be a component to magic spells, magical items, and items as a component that can to enchant onto, which is the Shardalan.
So is this going to be some big magic spell, or one of them make some big magic item?
Maybe. Or potentially for them to hold on to, or the potentially using it for something else. We don't know, because the fact is that maybe they didn't know, maybe they want to collect it, because the fact is that we're seeing them being taken away, and we saw that the color changing lantern really didn't hold any purpose except for being color changing.
Yeah.
Except for the netherlight I've got here, that holds magic. So wondering, it's potentially maybe a part of it they want to collect the magical items, or they are using it for their own gain. And that's the same thing with the components and the Shadowland.
As magic users, could we make a guess at, do we know what spells require those components?
Ooh.
Because I know that Identify requires a pearl, but I can't see them all bothering to do this just to learn Identify.
Well, the thing is, though, if we're trying to figure out why the pearl is a thing, that can lead to many other... It's not going to narrow down the amount of spells. Yeah. I mean, it could probably narrow down to,
Yeah. But we could probably deduce, because an army is not going to bother getting pearl solidify.
Well, if they're trying to get stuff, they do want to identify things.
The other point is they did also steal two goats.
Anyway, see, what magic, what spells require goats?
Well, yeah, you can eat a goat.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a spell that requires.
You're all saying that the only things they're stealing are things that are magical, but they're not. They're also stealing supplies.
Yeah, like supplies as in, the rations and everything. And the fact that they stolen a zombie troll. Zombie ogre?
Well, they probably know if that was stolen. That.
Or maybe they
probably found an ogre, murdered it, and raised it.
And then
it was a gift or something.
And then feed it goats.
On it. They were doing a test.
There are also those spore zombies that we found. So, and those were clearly dead people.
Yeah, that was
spores,
weird.
So.
Yeah, that's another.
Thank goodness none of us tried to fight them. Oh, it'd be a disaster.
I just can't see to understand the motive behind.
We may be missing some pieces here. And
meanwhile, someone on the dock starts singing an aria.
I heard that.
Just a really good, like wrecker guy.
You look over and notice that a deckhand has dropped something on his toe, and he's.
Oh, rough time.
I think we should get out of the cold, guys. So I've had enough.
Yeah.
I agree. We should continue this conversation after we've gotten rid of the bodies and presented something as evidence to say that we've gotten rid of their problem.
Well, we don't get rid of the bodies,
blood
then.
That has spattered the deck. Actually, we could take one of them.
We take the bodies with us.
We'd be hauling...
All bits of the body with us.
Heads? Do you think we're heads?
Yes.
As long as we're thinking with our heads, sure.
Because how many have we got four dead ones?
Three.
Yes.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Mm.
Boo.
I saw that, John.
Boo.
How dare you.
Can we have one just randomly stick his head out from a hatch asking what's going on and then get shot in the head?
No.
Oh.
Oh dear.
Disappointing.
We already established there is no hatch.
There is no hatch.
There is no head.
There's single deck of ship.
Yeah. So right now we're going to tell some people about this Durgar business.
Bye.
The person who owns the ship.
And it's taken care of.
Well, we should say there's one still running around.
Aye, true, but he's not going to come back to the ship now, is he?
No, because that will be pretty much been will be guarded by the people and take care of it. Alright, let's be on our way.
Aye,
so
back to the tavern.
Ew.
What are you collecting from the Durgar?
Asya heads. We got some sacks we can put them in as well.
True,
they've kind of provided their own sacks as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will chop one of them with the netherlight.
Easy enough. You separate the... If you take the time, you can separate the three Durgar heads from the three Durgar bodies, dump the bodies into the lake, and bring the heads with you as proof that you've dealt with them.
Okay. I think we should leave the bodies here, just, like...
About me, like
dumping them seems suspicious or something, like...
What?
We've done a good thing here.
We have.
The crime scene, that means they have to clean up after themselves.
I'm gonna say
we just left the mess there for them. I mean,
yeah, we're heroes. There. We're adventurers. We don't clean up. Oh, I want to search
then,
one.
And then they can get some armor and a war pick if they want as well. You know.
Honestly, fair enough. We shall leave them, but I suggest them like lying around scattered, probably.
Yeah, we can move them into the back room thing.
Mm-hmm. No, I suggest put them in the front of the thing, so that front of the ship, so that the back room isn't going to be smelling them for them.
I think we should hang them from the mast as a warning.
I think surely putting them at the front is worse, because now they're just like proudly displayed for everyone walking by to see.
I just don't like the idea of like putting it in the room and it just.
They're not going to smell. They don't immediately smell. It's... Unless they're just smelly people. It's not like they're gonna...
We do have a bit of time before they start to smell.
Okay, fair enough.
It's also very cold if we leave the door open. It's gonna be cold.
That's true.
Yeah, let's drag them in the back rooms.
Not that I know about any of this stuff.
Of course you're...
No, of course. Why would you know that? Why would you know that?
Sorry, walking away.
One of these days I'm gonna get a straight answer out of him.
He's not some mastermind of deception. We all know what's going on.
Why? But I'll get him to admit it.
You will all remember that the owner, or the person who operates the ferry, is a tiefling by the name of Scythian, whom, at the very least, I believe Dax met at the Wet Trout. Mm.
Yes, he was drunk, if I remember rightly.
He was cheerful, yes.
Cheerful.
And he probably was the one that told you at least some of the rumours that you've heard about the Ten Towns. So do you head to the Wet Trout to be your first port of call to try and find... Scythian.
Mm.
Could somebody roll me a d20?
Somebody.
I'll roll a d20.
Jeff, roll me a d20.
Jeff, roll a d...
Oh, nice.
You get to the Wet Trout, and you can see Scythian is sat with a large tankard in front of him. Not currently talking to anybody, but he's just sort of... comfortably sat in the room.
I'll approach Scythian, and... remind him that we have spoken before.
Ah, yes. You were here a few weeks, about a week ago, yes?
Yeah, that'd be about right. And because you own the ferry.
Oh, yes, I'm the captain.
Yes. Well, we've got some news for you. It turns out... some Durgar. Someone else say that word.
Durgar.
Durgar.
Yep, what they said. We're hiding on your ship and using it as a base to commit various crimes.
Stowaways.
Stowaways, yes. And we killed most of them after they attacked us in a brutal and...
Most of them.
One of them got away because they were seemingly able to cast invisibility on themselves.
Ah, yes. Thank you, I guess.
Could I do an insight check on him to see if this is, like, new news? Like, he's just learned this.
Yes.
From...
I'm going to do an insight as well.
Roll me insight check.
One on this bitch. Oh, I got a natural 20! And this minus is 19!
You 20. Both are fairly confident that this is news to him.
He's just right. Not shouting very well. He's like,
huh? He's
drunk.
A little tipsy already, and he doesn't surprise well. He's holds it back in. He's got a good poker face.
And I'll put the sack of Durgor heads on the table. And I'll say what it is.
Oh, no. Just, not here. You'll want to take those to Captain Argalath.
Oh, is there some manner of reward available?
Well, I mean, if they've been causing trouble around town, I dare say there might be something. And if you haven't killed all of them, she'll need to know about it anyway to keep the watch well informed.
So on your ship, you're going to find some headless bodies, okay? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Are we giving you a job to do?
I told what? You, Dax.
Yes, you have rather given me a job to do. Dead bodies do not make for a good ferry.
I mean, being stuck in ice also doesn't make you for a good ferry either.
I mean, they were trying to, like, you can take the armors, like their armors and their bits and bobs and sell it or something. And I'm like, no, don't. But clearly they didn't listen.
Fine, I will deal with it.
No, we dealt with it.
You haven't dealt with it. You've caused a mess. You've dealt with the Durgar. You haven't dealt with the bodies, which is something that I will deal with.
Well, it's not our job to deal with the bodies. It's your ship. You deal with the bodies.
Yeah. Some might say it was your responsibility to ensure the ship wasn't serving as a base for criminals.
Why would I need to deal with it?
You should really be... You're in a town where, like, stealing is legal and stuff. You should really, like... Don't keep an eye on your ship. It's like, you know, you should really.
How is anybody going to steal my ship? It is frozen in.
Well, they're not going to steal your ship, but they could steal other stuff that was on the ship.
Quick sidebar.
Things on the ship for that very reason.
Quick sidebar with with the party. So if we mug him now, we won't get in trouble.
Mugging him. No, thievery is legal. Mugging someone in a very populated place, I don't believe is.
Is there a lawyer in the tavern we could consult? Because this guy's really upset me. Do not like his attitude at all.
Just one second. I'll just quickly I walk over to the bartender. Excuse me. Is mugging legal?
We're not... Right, I don't want anything to do with that whole idea. Do I have to steer the morality ship around here?
I think people will establish that you do.
If you don't behave, I'm turning this quest right round and we're going home.
We're going back home! Right, we...
I'm going to...
Walks back to the group just with a piece of paper that apparently Game Master. Apparently, to this day, East Haven honors its shady foundation declaring pickpocketing legal within the town limit, which explains the watch thy pouch signs in various local establishments.
Right, I'm going to lock eyes with this guy. and I'm going to mutter something that's absolute gibberish, but make it seem like I'm putting a curse on him.
Okay, roll me a deception check.
Steven.
Last time I ever do a nice thing for anybody in this game.
Josh at this point is just gonna probably go to the bar and get herself a drink. I'm not gonna be
with
this shit.
So that's an 18?
Just trying to find his stats one moment.
No. No.
Are you okay?
He looks very concerned all of a sudden. What are you doing?
Nothing.
Right.
Definitely nothing in a weird, you know, magic way. Definitely nothing like that.
Let's just go. We do have other things that we need to do.
I'm going to pick up the sack of heads. And as I do, I'm just going to knock his drink off the table. But, like, try to make it look like an accident.
Hey,
thank God that charge is not there.
I cannot take any of you anywhere.
I don't know, I just want some gratitude. Everywhere we go, we save places and people, and then we get crap for putting a hole in the wall. You know, like...
No, he was very ungrateful, I will say. Like, completely. Like, very nice.
So should we go and see this captain, and I'll be better behaved with a captain, because they've got actual authority?
Yes, let's go see this captain.
Okay, Captain Arlagatha. I'm going to work out how to actually pronounce her name at some point. It's going to be fabulous when I do. Arlagath is likely to be in Town Hall.
Right. Town Hall.
Town Hall it is.
Let's just hope this goes better than the last time we were in a Town Hall.
What? What happened last time we were in a Town Hall? Don't put a town hall down.
It was run by an assassin's guild.
We've been in a town hall since then.
Have we?
Yes.
You went to Bryn Shandar town hall after that.
This newly receptionist lady, and she took the bell away. She was really mean.
Well, to be fair, you were slam it a bunch, if I remember correctly. Let's be better behaved.
It was a dinghy!
yes, you hit it once if no one's there.
But that's no fun.
It's not supposed to... you're right. It's not supposed to be fun. You're just supposed to get someone's attention with it, and then that's it.
You definitely got their attention.
What's fun?
You press it once if they're not there. I will take your skulls away.
Grips tighter on staff, eyes start glowing like a baleful green. You'll want.
I won't do nothing. How about that?
Also, go on, just start walking.
You enter the large double doors of the town hall and enter into the reception area, which is decorated with oil paintings depicting life in East Haven, including a large painting of the town itself on the north wall.
I'm just imagining every picture is like, you know, of like some epic battle, and then in the foreground there's just some guy picking the guy's pocket.
Yeah. Everyone, there's someone like committing a minor act of thievery somewhere.
Every single, like, you got like like, I'm trying to think of like a famous painting. You got like the Mona Lisa, but then just behind it, there's a guy with a pouch.
What's the City Watch one that's used in the Terry Pratchett?
Yeah.
It's a big, and everyone in it has just got the hand in someone else's pocket or bag.
Yeah.
Mounted on the south wall is a 5-foot long stuffed knuckle-headed trout. A wooden plaque bears the engraved copper plate that reads in common, Big Nuck, caught by East Haven fishers during the summer of 1479 DR.
They're far too proud of fish-related activities.
Is it at least a very...
It's almost like it's a fishing town.
It's a very impressively sized fish, yes.
Well, that's right, yeah.
Is there a reception desk with a bell?
There is a reception desk. There is a receptionist at it, and no bell.
Brent, yes. Does a silent thank you prayer to Tyr for the bell not being there.
I've just checked my inventory for a bell. See if I'm...
to the desk with Brim and proceeds to Bing.
You don't. Someone's already here. You don't have to do. Hello. Can we? We need to. Prestidigitation. Ah, you. Please. I'm begging you. I'm begging you, Carrion. Please. We need to speak to the captain, please. We have some urgent matter to discuss with her, right?
Yes.
Oh.
The half elf. Receptionist sort of looks up. I'll see she's in. If just through that door, and she points you to the. There is a door at the south end of the chamber. There are some chairs through there. You can wait there.
Thank you very much. Right, everyone, this way.
Let's go.
You push through the door, and the next room in contains rows of desks and filing cabinets, and there are a few overstuffed lounge chairs set aside that you can lounge into.
I really thought we were going to just be outside and the door was shut behind us. No.
That's just the bins.
Now that would have been funny.
That would be.
I'm going to sit in one of these chairs and relax.
You can also see it in this room about the... in the middle of the south wall, there is a window that shows a view out of the town hall onto the street. And in the middle of the door, opposite the door you came in through, is another door out further into Town Hall.
And on the wall is a slightly smaller trout, saying, medium size.
Medium Nuck.
Medium Nuck. I love him.
Yeah. It's all the units of measurement in the town are based on nooks.
Big Nuck.
Yeah. How big do we need this doorway? About half a nuck.
Couple of nucks, you know?
A few minutes pass.
I am petting Mr. Puddings like an evil genius in a Bond movie.
Mr. Puddings is curling his arm. Tail around your arm as you pet him.
Meryl does that to me.
Mr. Bob.
We've been expecting.
And after about 10 minutes or so of waiting in the very comfy chairs, the door opposite the one you came in through opens, and Captain Argalath walks through it and looks across at the people working on the desks and the filing things in the filing cabinets. Looks over at you and gestures for you to follow her through into the further in room.
We do.
Okay.
And you enter a room with low burning lanterns casting a gentle glow upon a tall black object in the center of the room. Although one could easily mistake it for a statue, you know better that this object is actually the figurehead of a ship and is carved in the likeness of a winged demon. The demon-shaped figurehead stands about 8 feet tall. Shards of wood jut out of the demon's back, where it would have once attached to the hull of a ship. And before you carry on this conversation, Carrion.
Oh God.
Lashed to the figurehead with rope, you see, and it becomes obvious as you look at this that this isn't something that anybody else has noticed. Lashed to the figurehead with rope is a scrawny woman who is dripping wet. Her long white hair hangs over her face, obscuring it.
Okay. And so, like, and is this, to me, blatantly obvious?
Yes. You are very clearly seeing this, and as you look around, nobody else is reacting to it.
Okay.
What a boy.
What a beautiful, precious boy.
I'm pretty sure he's evil.
Oh, absolutely. Oh. Like, he's still a precious boy.
Oh, yeah.
He is precious.
The captain stands near one of the pillars that holds up the roof in this larger room. You found something.
If you look at this bleeding sack that we have, these are three Duergar heads. There is a fourth running somewhere around your city. Doorways.
They've been out. Stealing things and various crimes.
Taking advantage of the pickpocket law.
Let's get to the point. We have found out that there's a girl that's coming into the town and stealing certain few things and has been basically been hiding away on the ship, just not far from here. And so we have killed them. And the captain has recommended... the guy who's owned the ship has recommended us to you because you want to know about what's going on. Because there has been, as far as we are concerned, there has been sitting around town. And there's also been sitting around other few towns as well. And it's all linked to the Duergar.
That is not good news. No, yes. I do need to know about this, especially if there is, as you say, one that got
away. Someone has... Yes.
Regrettably.
There's a high chance that he's still invisible. They're being visibility cloaks or sorts. Basically, prevent themselves from getting caught for doing nasty. Which is not just like the fact.
And I'd ask the captain of that ship about his involvement in that. Because that dude's sort of like, he looks a bit dodgy to me.
Or maybe he was just tipsy, Dax. And wasn't giving you the reaction that you wanted.
I will give my due diligence and check with Scythian, but I assume that he was just drunk and away from his ship.
So, is there any manner of reward or citation we can get for our good...
75% of a job done.
I think we could rephrase that to make it sound better.
Yes, I'm sure I can find something to reward you with.
We did our best.
I don't know why you're talking about this as if it was a failure.
You brought it to light, and that is very important. And you managed to slay 3 out of 4 that we know of. That's a job very well done.
Yes, thank you. See, tell that to Snigget. Seems to run us down.
Not a total victory, but at the very least something that has blown their cover.
Right. Our character, Dax, nearly said something then, and because of Brim's words, didn't say it. So
I'm already having a positive effect on this party.
Yeah. What I was going to say was, well, you're the captain of the watch or militia or whatever. Isn't this your job? But I didn't say that.
Can we not be rude to everyone we meet, please?
Yes.
That's all I'm asking. I don't think it's that bad of a request.
Yeah, I'll be surprised if this is like his upbringing of Dax is because he's been hanging out with hags and all this time.
I didn't say it. That was just out of character. I was just letting you. But yes, it is true that Dax has a very odd perception of manners and etiquette.
Definitely does.
I will go and see what I can find to reward the job well done.
Much appreciated.
Now remind me real quick, out of character, when you took the reward for finding the fishmen, the fishers, which reward did you take?
Was it a spell book?
I think it was a scroll of sorts, like a spell book.
We had the option of that or the bag of tricks, and it was not the bag of tricks.
Okay.
I think it was a fireball.
It's scroll of fireball, yeah. I wanted a bag of tricks.
because I have in my inventory, I have a fireball scroll. I'm going to assume.
that sounds right because I wanted a bag of tricks. I wanted to buy the bag of tricks afterwards.
Has she left us in this room on our own?
Yes.
I'm going to edge towards the figurehead.
Yes, I want to have a look at that as well.
There's a figurehead? Oh, the...
The main thing I described when you came into the room, yes.
Because when you said figurehead, I completely didn't even know. Because I just personally thought that's another thing that's in the room besides the whole thing. So no, I'm going to go towards the figurehead as well. Because that looks pretty neat.
Is it normal to have a demon figurehead?
Yeah, this is... I've never seen anything like this in my life.
Dax and Cherish, make me a history check.
What's my history? Is there any better? History is just a plus fucking one.
You sounded so angry about that.
I've rolled a 4 plus 1. No, 1. So I've only got 5 in total. Dax, on the other hand.
Yeah. Stop rolling dice, apparently. We're just getting all 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cherish, it's a big demon.
It's a pretty cool demon.
It's a big demon. Big demon.
That's a big demon.
Dax, this figurehead depicts Urtu. Urtu, a Baelor demon that terrorized Icewind Dale over a century ago.
Like really did.
The actual one, not the boat.
No, but it's not a myth or a story.
This is a historical event that occurred over a century ago.
Wait, why would I know this? Okay, out of character.
You don't.
You didn't roll high enough.
You might have done, but you don't.
Because if it's like to do with Icewind Dale, like Cherish never dealt with Icewind Dale, so she would know.
Feel even outside of Icewind Dale, people would know of a demon.
Yeah, that's pretty big news, to be fair.
Okay.
Carrion, how close are you getting?
I am getting pretty damn close, and I am looking at a particular thing that I feel you know what I'm looking
okay.
at.
Okay.
And I was going to say, if Carrion's nearby, I'm going to say it. I'm going to basically tell the group, this is Atu, a demon of Baal, who a century ago terrorized the area.
Ooh.
And then
this
actual thing here.
Well, this is an artistic representation of that demon. I mean, I suppose
he's
a bit of a...
If I were to put private GM role, would that send messages directly to you, John?
I believe so, but maybe just send one first to...
Did that work, or was that everyone see that?
That was everyone. I can see that.
I believe if you type /whisper or /W GM, that will get through to me.
Ha!
It does also go through to the stream, so...
Oh, the stream gets to know.
Don't look at the stream, guys. That's cheating.
No cheating.
Except for the people who watches the show.
And you're just supporting us, so that's fine.
If you guys are watching the stream, don't watch the stream for a minute. In the game.
Right.
Yeah. But those who are in the game...
If you are watching the stream and aren't playing, that's fine.
Please continue to do that.
That's the thing we want you to do.
If you're watching the stream and aren't playing, please send us private messages. What's going on? Oh, no way. That's for the quiz.
That is for the quiz.
To the DM, how was the situation with Ertu resolved?
I imagine people killed him.
Death by
maybe he got what he wanted and went home.
Why?
Yeah. I just came by for some milk. I've come for Big Nuck.
Oh, no.
Not Big Nuck.
Yeah. They were away, like the firstborn children and all that. And he said, I want Big Nuck. And they were like, we've got to fight this guy now. That's too much.
He's asking too much of us.
You can have our first children, though.
Could I interest you on my firstborn?
Okay, so let me just ask some questions before I resolve anything that may have come through in private messages.
Okay.
Carrion and Dax have approached the figurehead.
Aye.
Carrion, Cherish, and Dax approach the figurehead. Brim.
Stayed sitting down. I believe I was. If there is a chair in here that is available, I'm sitting in it.
Okay.
I've got the cauldron in front of me because it's still on my back.
I was gonna say that the chair's probably a little bit higher, so you're kind of like dangling off the chair.
Oh, probably.
And so you're just like kicking your legs about.
And Snicket.
I'll go for a closer look at the figurehead.
Okay.
Suddenly we're all blind.
AJ is going to go and stand over with Brim because...
I have a horrible suspicion he's preparing a battle now.
I think it's more like...
Oh, no!
Area of effect.
It's a feckin' ghost!
Carrion, as you lean in and... whisper to the ghost tips its head back and its hair falls aside, and suddenly everyone in the room can see this ghost lashed to the figurehead.
What?
Carrion, its hair falls aside and its skull is revealed, and it just has a rictus grin and it lets loose its horrifying visage.
Oh, whoop. Joy.
That's
not
nice.
Holy shit.
Could I get a wisdom saving throw from everyone who is not undead?
Oh, that's me, okay. No.
You can't.
Wisdom saving throw? I should be good at these.
12?
15. Not enough. 15 passes.
That's good, because I had a minus, so basically it was 16, but a minus 1, that was 15.
I got a 3!
Oh, please.
Let's see how AJ does.
Oh, I am full of fear. Chuckles, I'm in danger.
Oh dear.
In danger!
So, AJ failed, Carrion failed, no. Snicket really failed.
How old is Snicket?
400.
Really not that old.
Okay.
Good.
Good. That's really good.
Snicket.
How long do gnomes live is the next question.
You're a goblin.
You mean goblin?
Goblin. How long do goblins live is the next question.
Not that long. Sub 50.
I think he's a gnome in witness protection thing now.
I don't think so.
There's a gnome who paints himself green and
points his ear. I don't know how to zoom in along. Map.
Okay.
Is there a way that you can like tap on a thing where you can zoom a map in? Because I really cannot. Thank you so much. I don't know how that happened, but you did it. Thank you. I can see things now.
How much, John?
The typical lifespan of all player characters is about a century.
Oh.
Because they've changed that now.
Oh.
Which I think is dumb. I like the different ages.
100 years.
Okay.
I'm gonna go and look.
The Legacy Goblin was 60.
The Legacy Goblin lives up to 60 years. How old are you at the moment, Snicket?
I'm going to say 11.
Cool.
59.
I'm now going to reveal the D4 I rolled. It was a four.
It was a four. That's happened again. That's the second time that's happened to me, John.
So, Snicket, you age 40 years.
Wait.
What the hell?
So, wait.
40. 40.
40.
40 years.
Oh my fucking god. So he's like 54, 51.
Yes.
I'm now an old boy.
Snicket suddenly just ages in front of your eyes. Snicket, you're also scared.
I would be too.
Carrion and AJ are also frightened.
That's never good.
Would Snicket know how to? I know how to fix this. Would Snicket know how to fix this?
Holy shit!
Do they age as well?
No, they don't.
It's if you fail by a certain amount.
If you fail by more than 5, and I completely botched it.
Does Snicket grow facial hair?
Beard is now just trailing along the floor.
Great big bush here.
Oh no!
Snicket, you look terrible.
And as the ghost's skull is revealed, the ropes melt away. And she starts to...
Is it fighty time?
Move out into the room.
Is it fighty time?
Paris just got a call. It's like, hey! Captain?
Yeah, why is the captain got us in the bloody office?
And hey, with that, captain! I think this is a good cliffhanger.
Hmm.
Oh boy.
Which we will come back to next year.
Oh, that'll be great. Fighting a ghost. Snicket's old.
Yep. Yep.
We're in danger.
Yep. I know how to fix it. I've been through this before.
Does Snicket know?
No, but magic users would probably know.
You'll probably be able to work it out.
I think I remember it. It's to do with, I think it's like
I can tell you what it is. It's great restoration within 24 hours.
Yeah, it has to be within 24 hours.
Like, we are level 3.
Let's not have that kind of fucking spell.
Assuming... No, but there should be a temple around.
We better go trekking around for a temple shopping and hope they've got a high enough cleric on.
And hope we've got enough fucking money for our assuming.
Also, John, I'm deciding that Snicket is a legacy goblin.
Okay. Well, you've got 9 more years.
God damn. So
is this going to impact like your stats and stuff?
No, it doesn't.
Age has no bearing on ability.
Not like other games.
You can be an old, very old geezer that's probably almost close to death, and you will still have, like, I don't know, 20 plus to your fucking strength.
Yeah, it'd be amazing. It's like, but you'll just be possible that you're going to drop dead of old age.
I mean, I feel that there probably is, like, if you are, like, that close to death, there are negatives, because there is a monk thing that comes that basically says you don't gain negatives for being old. It's just that typically D&D characters aren't, you know, you aren't playing D&D grandma.
I've played D&D grandma. We were all in an old people's home, broken out of retirement, but that had things where it was like effects on what you could do because you were so old.
So at this point, possibly a little while ago, the podcast will have finished.
Thank you so much for listening. Please consider leaving us a review. It really helps us and might bring more listeners to our adventures. We also have a Discord if you want to come say hi. We do a lot of other game streams and stuff that don't work in audio or any format. Head to www.finalbossfight.co.uk for all the details. And bye. Just don't forget to come back, though, because we'll be waiting for you to come back, and it'll be really awkward if we're just waiting and you don't come back. So come back, please. Thank you.